Why are consumers still finding empty shelves? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Kettles, assistant professor of teaching and global supply chain management at Wayne State University, delves into the reasons behind the shortages.
Walk into any store these days and you're likely to see empty shelves or less variety. Everything from sneakers to pickup trucks, books, boats, and bicycles. I believe there are four reasons for the continuing crunch. First, consumer demand is up. When the pandemic first hit in March 2020, companies prepared for a recession. Retailers and automakers canceled orders from suppliers. The unemployment rate reached 14.8% and consumer spending plunged. But something strange happened. Consumer spending rebounded thanks to trillions of dollars in aid from Congress. Second, we have fewer workers. Low levels of vaccinated workers in important manufacturing hubs such as Vietnam, Malaysia, and Mexico have caused production delays or reduced capacity. Third, there is a shortage of shipping containers. Large steel shipping containers are pivotal to global supply chains, but they have been piling up in the U.S. and don't have a way to get back to Asia. The reasons involve a lack of workers throughout every step of the supply chain. And the price of containers is up fourfold over the past year. Fourth, ports in the U.S. and around the world are clogged. Right now, more than 60 container ships are anchored off the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, unable to unload their stuff. Ports are clogged in New York, New Jersey, and other locations globally. Normally, there is no wait. The short-term outlook doesn't look great. Before COVID-19, global supply chains worked pretty efficiently to move products around the world. There are a couple ways we'll see relief: a shift of consumer spending from goods to services, and increased global vaccination rates. I don't expect either to happen until well into this year.
That was Kevin Kettles of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.